Let's talk about space for a second and Jeff Bezos. And it's interesting because so many of you are like, well, wait a minute, is this just billionaire having a fun time? I want to drill down on that a little bit, learn a little bit more about what the big picture really is here. Marky Martin is with News Nation, and you're actually in Van Horn, Texas. Is that right, Marky?
Hey, I'm sitting outside the Motel 6 here in Van Horn,
Woo!
Texas. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Nice accommodations. You're all set up there. There isn't much there. It looked like there was one really long road that took you to the launch site. I don't know how close you got.
Yeah, so let me tell you, yeah, Van Horn, Texas is pretty small. There's one main kind of Broadway here, and then Highway 54 takes you out all the way to the Blue Origin launch pad. And they closed it off probably about 12 miles until you get there. And let me tell you what, we pulled up this morning on the highway, and we were expecting to see a few spectators. There were 50 to 75 cars, everybody
wow.
camping out, pouring coffee, popping champagne this morning. It was a party. It was really neat to see.
Well, help me understand this, because at the top, a lot of us were sort of wondering, this is just a billionaire having, you know, doing billionaire pleasure things and just enjoying his life and spending his money. What is the bigger picture when they talk about what this actually would mean for all of us down the road?
Well, I think the bigger picture, you know, you have Branson's launch just 9 days ago and then Bezos today. I think this really is ushering in the beginning of space tourism. Now, I will say, you know, albeit, it's for the world's wealthiest, right? Tickets for Branson's rocket are going at $250,000. Bezos hasn't yet disclosed how much he is, charging future passengers for tickets just yet, but we can imagine it's in that range, if not more expensive. So as of now, it's not affordable for the average dreamer. But nonetheless, it does kind of open up this new age where, you know, civilians will be able to go up and travel to space. So I think that's the bigger picture here.
One of the things we said is that, and I heard some of the folks interviewed, some of the astronauts say, well, just the view of our beautiful planet from up there gives you a greater, larger appreciation for what we have and how we should, you know, treasure what we have. I heard that. I also heard from a listener who said this is a way to employ a lot of engineers and folks who are worked on this mission. I think there are, 4,000 people over 17 years who worked on this mission. It's pretty incredible.
Yes, and that's a great point that you bring up. Actually, on that one stretch of highway where I was talking to folks this morning, there were multiple people there. And, you know, I went up and I said, hey, you know, could I talk to you, ask you a few questions? And they'd say, actually, my spouse is on the Blue Origin team. He or she is there right now. I'm not allowed to answer questions. There was one guy who worked at Blue Origin years ago, and he got emotional just watching, you know, the rocket go up today. He has deep ties to the company. And so it was a lot of love, a lot of support today, a lot of cheers. But yeah, a lot of jobs here in West Texas for this specific space company that belongs to Bezos.
Now, did I read right? You're a pilot yourself. How did you, what was it like to
yes.
witness something like this? And I mean, is this a dream for you?
This is a dream for me. I'll tell you what, I was at Richard Branson's launch last weekend, and I actually cried. I got really emotional, and
wow.
And today was emotional, too. I got my private pilot's license in the summer of 2009. I grew up with my dad still flies to this day, and I think it was a mix of things. You realize and feel how momentous the occasion is. I also wish my dad had been there,
aww.
You know, to witness the whole thing with me. And, you know, it's just real for real aviation fanatics. This is a dream, even though it's not attainable for most, you know, people. You do feel the importance of it and what this means moving forward for the future of aerospace and aviation. Yeah, I've totally geeked out the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I bet. It would be something to see. Could you really see it from where you were? Did you have monitors to go to once it got to a certain elevation? Because I was watching on the live feed that they had, and it was, you know, done in 10 minutes and 10 seconds. But it, you know, it's always cool to see that stuff.
Yeah, 12 miles away, we could see it almost perfectly. Of course, you couldn't see details of the rocket, but you could see that contrail moving all the way up to the, you know, 65, 66 mile per hour range. The sonic boom, I've never heard a sonic boom like this. So you felt it, you saw it. we had great seats 12 miles out. So you could experience, you didn't feel like you missed out on anything. The oohs and the ahs, the children too, climbing up on top of the cars with their binoculars just to look at it all. It was a memory for everybody that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
See, that stuff's great. We were sort of talking here as a show, and we have a contest running who should be on the next mission, who should go. I heard Jeff Bezos interviewed, and he said, well, maybe we need a poet, because words can't describe what that feeling is like to actually go up there, experience 5G weightlessness, and then come back down. The whole thing was just indescribable in some ways. It's interesting.
It really was fat. And I will say, I know I'm supposed to be unbiased, but Wally Funk, I will go on the record and say Wally Funk is my favorite person on the planet. The 82-year-old, to see her get out of the rocket today. And did you hear her yell, "Hi, Mom," you know, from the rocket up in space today? I mean, she was on top of the world. She was a kid in a candy store. I want to be her at 82 years old.
Oh, how about it?
She's a hero.
So positive, too. Someone who, you know, we had a little bit, could have had an edge about her, about after the program she was part of years ago, a pilot also, but part of the government program to go to space, and they canceled it for females, of course, but she waited all this time, and she just seemed like a kid in a candy store. She was so excited. They played the audio on the live feed, and you could hear them inside the capsule talking, and they were all just like, wow, man, this is, I mean, it was pretty cool to see.
to see them play in weightlessness, you know, the Bezos brothers tossing that what looked like a ping pong ball or something back and forth, and 18-year-old Oliver Damon, just, you know, what teenager has this experience? I think they all realized how unique of an opportunity it was, and how short-lived it was, too. You know, as you mentioned, they only had 10 minutes and 10 seconds to really take it all in. But it was a fun crew to watch, even from down here on Earth.
I bet. And then I saw you tweet about this. We were talking about this. Hard not to notice or hear this, or maybe unhear it after you've heard it. But Jeff Bezos saying, I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all this. Yay! I'm not sure that really came across well.
Yeah, there were a couple moments, I will say, that were a bit, I don't know if you want to use the word cringy, but I think a lot of people were like, hey, if I'm an Amazon Prime customer, where's my ticket to space? And you know, he also said future flights, they've already done $100 million in sales for future seats. And on one hand, you say, wow, already? But if you do the math, if the ticket prices are anything close to Branson, $250 or more expensive, that's only about 300 to 400 customers. And $100 million, I can't tell you how much a single flight costs, but how many launches does that cover? It's probably a drop in the bucket, especially after Bezos has come out and admit he has sold annually $1 billion worth of his Amazon stock every year just to fund this company.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, if it's 28 million a seat, you barely get four, you don't even get four people on it, but it only is a six seater, that particular one. So I just wonder, I wonder where we'll go.
It is only six seats.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Marky, someone who's actually there, and it's exciting that you got to be there too. So thank you for relaying all of it to us here in Chicago. Appreciate it.
Having me. Sorry, this West Texas wind is picking up. So I'll hang up on you now.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Marky. Marky Martin is with News Nation.